rain. I can do this in the rain. I can do it in snow. I can do it in heat. And it's really a thing of man against nature.
Maybe you should cook inside.
Oh, this is one of the Pharaoh gave me away.
Oh, wow. It's hard to believe in 1 week we will have been married a year.
Ah, think I taste oregano.
You're wasting your time, Elvin. That is Cliff's secret sauce, and he's not giving the recipe to you. He's taking that recipe with him to the grave.
No, he's not, because I've got it. It's orange juice. Hey, Dad. What? What's funny?
You dropped something. Yes.
Oh, the bridal shower. That was so nice of you guys to do that when I came back. We got a lot of stuff, didn't we? We got the food processor, the blender.
Yeah, maybe someday when you get your own home, you'll be able to use them.
Wait a minute. You had a bridal shower, but nobody gave Martin a bachelor party.
Oh, you didn't have a bachelor party?
Well, I did, kind of. After the wedding, the guys on board the ship threw me a little bash. Instant Purdy put on a grass skirt, stuffed a bra, did a little hula dance.
You're Martin, man. That's pathetic. No matter what Instant Purdy look like, that's not a bachelor party. That's a mockery. Now, I think we should throw you a real bachelor party. What do you think, Elvin?
Oh, yeah, you know me, Party Elvin.
Why bother? I'm already married.
Martin, I think you should have a bachelor party.
Do you really?
Yeah, you know, it's important, all that male bonding.
Yeah, man, so let's bond.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to do it for me, hey, I'm yours.
We're going to go all out for you. Spare no expense. This is going to be loud.
All right.
Wow. All right, so how much did the entire party run you, Denny? What about if we lose the band? And the food? All right, a stripper? Yeah. Well, it is traditional, and Martin is a traditional guy. So how much did the stripper cost you for your brother's bachelor party? All right, well, get back to me. Let me know. Cool.
A stripper?
Yeah, we're getting one for Martin's bachelor party.
Theo, please. I hardly think Martin's going to go for something so sophomoric.
I don't know, Denise. Now, you heard him go on about Ensign Purdy. Sounds to me like a guy who felt cheated. Besides, he's in the Navy. You know how those guys are.
You are talking about my Martin, okay? And I don't think he'd appreciate you stereotyping him like that.
Hey, coming through. Theo, yo. Another bag in the car.
I got it.
Martin, wait to hear this. Theo wants to hire you a stripper for your bachelor party.
A stripper? No.
Something wrong? Theo's gonna hire a stripper for Martin's bachelor party.
You gotta be kidding. Does Martin know about this?
Yeah, he seems fine with it.
Hey.
Well, look, don't worry, Denise. It's not a lost cause. Now, see this man? He was the biggest male chauvinist in the world until I turned him around. Isn't that right, sweetheart?
What's that, Muffin?
Did you know that Theo is hiring a stripper for Martin's bachelor party?
Oh, really? Well, if that's what Martin wants.
Wait a second. Do you approve of this?
Well, it's not up to me. I mean, it's like a dinner party, you know? If they're eating scampi, you just eat scampi. You know? You have to be a good sport about these things.
Turned him around, huh?
I can't believe they're doing this.
What are they going to do, and who's going to do it?
Martin, Elvin, and your son Theo. They're hiring a stripper for Martin's bachelor party.
What do they say when you told them that tassels and pasties just do not make it in this family?
Well, we didn't.
Why not? I thought I raised you two to speak your minds. Cliff, did you know that the boys are hiring a stripper for Martin's bachelor party?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about that?
I think it's archaic, demeaning, and stupid.
Did you tell them that?
I beg your pardon?
Did you tell them that?
I'm not married to them. They can watch whatever they want. I'm married to you. If I see you watching a stripper, that's it.
Fact, what is that?
The barbecue sauce.
Then what is that?
It's a decoy.
I like the fennel. Nice touch.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi, cutie.
What are you up to?
Well, darling, I've been thinking, well, you know that I support the idea of you and the other men having your little bachelor party to do. It's just that I feel that some of your party plans are a little bit insensitive to me and the other women in this family.
Did I do something wrong?
It's about you wanting this stripper.
Baby, you heard what I said to them out there. I said no. Smells good, Dad.
Yeah.
Actually, sweetheart, darling, you didn't just say no.
Well, what did I say?
Well, you said no.
What was I supposed to say?
I think you should have said, Theo, shame on you. I will not tolerate this inane sophomore vulgarity.
Yeah, well, that certainly sounds like me, huh, Elvin?
Yeah.
I'm not even in this.
Great, Elvin. You're not involved, but you're willing to watch a woman being used as a man's plaything.
Honey, I'm just going to the party, okay?
A party where a woman is being hired to strip while you whoop and holler and claw.
Hey, who's clawing? I'm in the back. I'm not even looking, okay?
I don't even understand why men like to watch strippers anyways.
Really, let's be honest. All it is a lot of titillating and teasing and feeding men's fantasies.
Yes, yeah, so what fun can that be? The woman strips, then she leaves, and you guys are left, what, chug-a-lugging a beer?
See, I don't even like beer. And second of all, okay, it's just a form of entertainment that some people happen to like. You know, it's like the scampi, what I said.
Elvin, it's stupid, it's disgusting, and it exploits women.
Okay, now, whoa. This is getting a little bit one-sided. I mean, what about those clubs where men strip for women?
That's right.
Aren't those men being exploited?
What? Oh, please!
No. I think that it's true. Now, what do you think, Dr. Huxtable?
I think that the sauce is excellent.
Male strippers exploited? Come on! You've seen those ads. They're having a ball.
Yes, when men strip for women, it's considered cute and playful, but when women strip for men, it's grind it out, baby! Come on, niggas, home!
Excuse me, Denise, but you're wrong, okay? Because I happen to have a friend who worked his way through medical school being a male stripper.
Who?
You remember Bill Ritter, the ear, nose, and throat guy. Well, Bill called himself the Toreador. He said those cute, playful women were groping and clawing and snapping his G-string. Oh. It's made him very bitter.
That women view men much differently than men view women.
How different?
Well, for one thing, men are oglers.
And women don't ogle?
We are saying that there is a difference in the quality of the ogling.
Oh!
Yes, women just look, but men, you guys, x-ray.
I do not x-ray. I mean, when I'm a doctor, I do, but I don't x-ray unless there's a machine nearby.
I'd sure like to x-ray Juanita Lomax. What are we talking about?
Now, here we have the perfect example of the x-raying male. Women have to make themselves sexy and alluring because men like him are obsessed with the perfect female form.
Who's obsessed?
Oh, come on, Theo. I've been shopping with you. You scope out the mannequins.
Well, Look, I know that I am not obsessed.
Martin, please. Look at magazines, look at calendars. Men prefer women with curvaceous figures.
She's right. Let's be honest. No man wants a woman with floppy hips and flabby wings.
That is the shallowest thing I have ever heard, Theo.
Oh, and women don't want the same thing from us?
Now, see, that's true. You expect us to stay fit, stay in shape.
And I, for one, am tired of having to make myself look beautiful for women. What do they want from me?
No, why can't we just have simple bodies? Like that.
This is your piece.
Elvin, I don't know what you see when you look in the mirror, but your body is certainly not complicated.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'll keep my feelings about your body to myself.
What feelings?
It's not the time or the place.
No, what?
Your neck.
What's wrong with my neck?
It's just a shade thin. Sometimes I wonder how you swallow.
I beg your pardon?
Listen, you, my sister... What? My sister went through 8.5 hours of labor to bring your children into this world, and you're going to criticize her neck?
I wouldn't have said anything if she hadn't said my body was uncomplicated. I'm very happy with your body. I'm happy with your neck, the whole thing.
Then why do you want to see that stripper?
I don't. He does.
Me? I never said I wanted a stripper. I said no.
No, you said no.
Hey. All right. Settle down, everybody. Barbecue. Let's eat. Come on. Shut your faces.
Ladies first.
Oh, don't you patronize me.
I'm not being patronizing, I'm being polite.
It's just women, you know. You're polite, they say you're patronizing. You're not, they say you're a pig.
Problem is, they don't know what they want.
I would stay out of this if I were you. You have caused enough trouble.
What did I do?
You hired the stripper.
It wasn't me. Martin wanted her.
When is somebody gonna believe me? I said no.
No, you said no.
Elvin, if that's the way you feel, I will just wear turtlenecks for the rest of my life.
No is no, Denise.
No is not just no.
No is no. N-O. What did you want me to say?
You were the one.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable. Hi, everybody. Everybody.
Hello, Kenny.
Elvin, would you like some corn?
After you, Martin.
Oh, thank you. How polite and unpatronizing.
Denise, would you like some potato salad?
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to get too hippie.
Well, I would like some. I don't mind getting hippie. May I have some chicken as well?
Would you like a breast? No, you're more of a leg man, aren't you?
This is absolutely ridiculous, okay? It ends right here. Now, I'd like some chicken, please.
Oh, which piece would you like, Elvin?
A wing. I'd like a wing.
I can't take this. I'm going to watch the news.
Hello, we made it. We made it. We made it.
Well, a man's got to drive slow with lemon tarts in the back seat. Well, look at this family. Oh, hold on. I got to get a picture of this.
I tell you, with so much trouble in the world today, it's nice to see a warm, loving family all together. Oh, come on, Russell. Let's put this dessert in the kitchen.
Okay. Listen, nobody touched that piece. Right there, I'm a leg man myself.
Great, it runs in the family.
Give it a rest, Denise.
There we go again, male domination.
What are you talking about, male domination? The man's just trying to eat his chicken in peace, and I don't know why I'm sitting here eating his stupid little wing. Give me a breast! The big one!
Oh! What's going on?
It started when Theo wanted to get a stripper for Martin's bachelor party.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Grandpa, what's wrong with that? Did you have a stripper at your bachelor party?
No. Well, she was more of a fan dancer. Her name was Fatima. She was a very talented performer. And she had these blue ostrich feathers, and she'd hold them in front of herself. And she'd do this dance to the music of Besame Mucho. Besame, Besame Mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. And she'd give you a little shoulder, and then take it back. Give you a little leg, take it right back. Man, she was something.
Grandma, didn't that bother you?
Oh, no, we didn't think too much of those things then.
Yeah, the good old days.
Grandma, that sounds so sexist.
Well, times were different. People didn't make a big deal out of everything. You know, if you spend all your time fussing over points of contention between men and women, you're not going to have much time for romance.
This woman knows what she's talking about.
Come on, Russell, let's put these on plates.
Okay, Besame.
Yes, they must have some idea of what they're talking about. They've been married 50 years.
I guess we shouldn't put differences between us under a magnifying glass.
Tend to make things bigger than they are.
I suppose we could manage to let a few things slide.
Love me forever and say that you'll...
Don't touch me.
What?
Keep your hands to yourself.
What did I do?
Never mind. Just hand me that tray.
Okay.
I hated that you had that woman at your bachelor party.
Why didn't you say something?
Well, those were the times that we kept those things to ourselves.
Yeah, you mean you've been holding this in for 54 years, Anna? I am no mind reader.
Oh, and while we're at it, I hate that fan dance story. Every time I hear it, it sickens me. Give me a little shoulder and take it right back. And give me a little leg and take it right back.
Well, I didn't know that.
Why do you think I always leave the room?
To make coffee. No.
To make coffee and kick the wall. Now grab these tarts that you love so much.
Lemon tarts!
Your favorite!
Oh, I love those.
Yes, thanks to me. He didn't do a darn thing to help. He was watching the ice capade.
Well, what do you mean? I floured the pans.
And you also floured the floor. I spent 10 minutes cleaning up after you. What are you all looking at? Haven't you ever seen people argue before?
Yeah, but not you guys.
Oh, grow up. Then there was a fan where the toe used
Mama.
To be. And then there was a... What?
We haven't finished eating yet.
Oh. Well, do you see how upset I am? Dag blame fan dance stories.
I had no idea she felt this way. I mean, why didn't she tell me?
Well, I know how you feel. One minute you think you're doing all right, and then the next, blam, you're blindsided.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened in the kitchen. Blam, blindsided.
Yeah, I know. I've been there before.
Where? Where have you been? You have been nowhere, and that is where you're going to stay if you don't quit stirring up trouble.
Why was he even talking? What are you talking about?
Yes, you were.
I wasn't.
You acted like you were completely innocent and had nothing to do with the
accident. It was a general statement. I can't even say anything.
Wait, you guys, wait. Look at Dad. He has made this beautiful barbecue, and we are ruining it.
I just feel so used.
Come on, let's just stop the bickering and let's enjoy this barbecue.
We're sorry, Dad.
It's great. Hey, you, I want you to have your bachelor party, and I want you to have great food and friends and all that. And you can even have your stripper. Oh. Me.
What a great idea. I think that I have a few hot moves myself. Martin, bring the whole fleet. And Elvin, don't worry, you won't see me because you'll be sitting in the back.
don't leave me out, I'll bring the thing.
And when I give little leg, I won't take it back.
Oh.
Anna, I will never tell that story again.
But you'll think it.
I'll be thinking the same thing that I was thinking 54 years ago at that bachelor party.
What?
I can't wait to get at you.
Romantic with me in 50 years?
Oh, you know it.
I love your neck, honey. It's perfect, like a swan.
Oh, Elvin.
Well, now, it certainly is nice to see them work things out for themselves.
They haven't worked anything out for themselves. It's my barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
My barbecue sauce. Haven't you ever noticed after people have some of my barbecue sauce, after a while when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy?
Oh, stop.
I'm dead serious. Haven't you ever noticed that after one of my barbecues and they have the sauce, people want to get right home? Let me tell you something else. I got a cup of it up on the night table. I got a cup of it, I said. Left it up there breathing. Why don't you give the chicken to these people that's going up and have some sauce?
So here's the rest of the chicken, you guys.
Doc Dogsville, I love this chicken. Hi, Rudy.